Feeling overwhelmed and doubting your abilities as a new project manager, or maybe you're a new project manager that just started a new job opportunity, and all of a sudden those doubts, those insecurities, if you're thinking, if can I do this? What if those doubts are the very thing that's holding you back from success? And how much more could you achieve if you knew exactly how to turn self-doubt into your greatest strength? You mind if I share a story with you? You know, Felling, one of the challenges that I continue to see in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, is more experienced project managers don't talk about the struggles or the trials and tribulations when you start a new project. I don't care how experienced you are. And I'm talking to my real project managers. I am talking to the ones that started a new project and had all type of butterflies in their stomach. I'm talking to the project manager, the experienced project manager that started a project and didn't know which way was up. You see, a lot of times when my new project managers get an opportunity and they're leading their first project, or maybe they went to a new organization and how they learn how to do things of leading a project is not the same at this new organization. And today, I want to make sure I unpack that for you guys to let you know it doesn't matter how much experience you have, but new project managers, this is something you definitely can learn. You can put in your tool belt. So when you are up against these projects as you're leading them, you'll have a better understanding that you're not the only one that have been through this. Point number one, manage information overload effectively. Again, manage information overload effectively. Projects often involve an influx of information that can definitely be overwhelming if it's not managed properly. What tends to happen, family, is you get a project, especially if you're new to the organization, and you're excited. You're excited like, yes, this is my first project for this organization. I'm going to do extremely well. And then they start just sending you a lot of emails, inviting you to a lot of meetings, and handing you PowerPoint decks, and you're like, how am I going to get up to speed? This is just so much information. Well, here's my actionable tips to attack that successfully. Use tools like OneNote or Evernote or Microsoft Excel, Word, so you can organize the information. Watch this. This is going to be important by topic and priority. Because you're going to get a lot of information. And if you start experiencing overload, information overload, that is telling you that, hey, I need to basically use a tool. Whatever tool works, whatever organizing tool that you use, if you don't use one, look at OneNote. What I love about OneNote is because of the organization, or even Evernote. But you can basically use a Microsoft Word doc or Excel and put the actual topic, what's it about, and what's the priority. What's a priority, meaning when do I need to know this by and when? Next thing is dedicate a set time daily to review and organize project updates, ensuring nothing is missed or duplicated. Again, you're going to be receiving a lot of information, and some of these PowerPoint decks the other documents associated with it, there may be an overlap. So you may be able to see there's some duplication efforts here. So you may not need to read that document because you have a really good PowerPoint slide, and vice versa. So don't allow information overload to get in your way. Let's move on to point number two. You lead people. Don't get overwhelmed by learning everything. I've seen this time and time again, and I'm laughing because I remember when I finally just said, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and try to learn every single thing because that I'm not the expert here. This is why we have a subject matter expert. But what I will do is I will get good and then eventually exceptional at various parts. But I need as a project manager, I need to focus on leading and guiding the team rather than becoming the expert in every technical detail. It's just not possible. The reason why it's not possible, family, is because what signifies a project is unique in endeavor. And what that means is a lot of times your subject matter experts or the people that have been dealing with this dealing with the, not the actual project, but maybe the operational side of things. And now a project has blossomed out of that. It's going to know more than you. They should know more than you, because if you go in there knowing more than them, now you're in trouble. Now you have a bigger problem that you're going to need to adapt to. But here's my actionable tip. Delegate technical aspects to subject matter experts on your team. Concentrate on facilitating collaboration, problem solving, and ensuring everyone is aligned with the project goal. And my third tip on this, family, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. And I didn't put it as normally as I normally do in my first top three. So I saved it to number seven. So if you stay tuned to seven, it'll make sense to tip number seven. But yes, I would also connect with my stakeholders and my project team more than I probably would spend a lot more with my project team more than I would with my stakeholder in the beginning, because I need to understand, I need to start taking bits and pieces so I can develop my knowledge repertoire to be able to have success in leading the team effectively. Point number three, set reminders for key tasks and deadlines. I do this to this day. Reminders help you stay on track with various tasks and reduce the risk of missing deadlines or important events. I seen this guy he was a CEO, and I thought it was a genius idea. He was using his timer on his alarm on his phone to remind them, and if you have an iPhone or even an Android, you should be able to type in the type of alarm. So let's say I had a deadline to deliver this by 4 o'clock. I would put in there maybe a 2 o'clock just to make sure I'll hit the 4 o'clock PM buffer. What am I trying to say here? You want to set reminders on top of reminders, because you may have a tendency to hit one of the reminders and forget about it. So here's my actionable tip. Utilize your phone or project management software to set daily and weekly reminders for your upcoming meetings, deadlines, and most of all, your milestones. Sync these with your calendar so you can receive those notifications as well, family. Point number four, discover your meeting notes style. Message. You know, anytime I say message, if you're new to the episode, that is something when I need you to pay attention. I need you to stop what you're doing unless you're driving, to really focus in on this particular aspect of this point. Why is this point relevant? A lot of people take notes all in, I've seen note taking in so many different ways, but some of the biggest ways where I really think that you can add value as a note taker is being able to capture key points. What are the action items? And if there were any risk or misunderstandings during that meeting, I've seen it where, and I used to be guilty of it, and sometimes I'll fall into that trap where I'll create this detailed meeting recap. And let's be honest, nobody's reading that. They want to know, hey, what were the key points discussed? What were the action items discussed? Was there any misunderstanding or any risk and or issues that were identified? That's how I look at taking notes now. I lock in and focus on key points. I lock in and focus on action items. And then I always, if there was some misunderstanding or there was some confusion during the meeting, then I put that. Don't get so caught up in the conversation that you can't focus on those key aspects that I address. Key points, action items, and any risk or issues or decisions really that were made during the meeting. Here's my actionable tip. If possible, record all of your meetings. Now, some organizations don't allow you to record, or maybe you're in a meeting and teams say, hey, can we not record this call? Okay, no problem. Use programs. One of my favorite programs to use for note-taking is Otter.ai. It's again, Otter, OTTER.ai. Really great program. Use any other AI functionalities. There's a AI functionality in Teams that allow you to pull out the action items. But most of all, this is one of my, I'll say my secret sauce in a sense that I do. And you say, well, it just sounds like common sense. I know, but a lot of people don't do this, especially project managers. They just go on about your day. One of the things I like to do is to recap at the end of the meeting the actionable items that I believe that I have. And sometimes people will say, hey, I thought I was supposed to do such and such. Hey, you know what? You're right. Let me write that down. So it will look like, hey, John, you said that we're going to next week, you're going to be giving us an update on the software. hey, Sally, you said that you're going to basically be putting the communication together. That'll be due on Friday. All right, Larry, I know that you said you were going to take all of this together, the communication and the software update. You're going to look over everything just to make sure we're aligned. Did I miss anything? It's just that simple, family. And a lot of times we make note-taking extremely hard, but again, we want to capture those key points, action items, and I may even go over the key points. Hey, the key points that I captured from this meeting was, you know, 1, 2, 3, and I'll go over those key points. And again, people love to correct you. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's human nature. We're all guilty of it. So it's just not just people. We are all guilty of it. And again, this gives the team to say, hey, is there anything that I missed what I just repeated back to you guys? Oh, there's nothing? Great. Oh, there is? Let me write it down. That's your meeting notes. That's your meeting recap right there. Now you're really ready. If someone calls you, if your manager calls you and, hey, I know you just had a meeting just recently. Could you tell me what the action items were? What were three key points from that meeting? Or was there any misunderstandings, or did anyone not seem aligned? And you should be able to answer that easily because of the fact, number one, before the meeting ended, because you should be ending the meetings. No, you're the project manager and there's nobody that should be ending the meetings except you. So again, repeat back everything, especially the actionable items, especially any key points. And then if there were any risks or any misunderstandings or decisions that were made, you want to put that in there as well. Point number five, create a daily plan of action. When I first started in this thing called project management, I had a daily plan. Every day I said, I basically took what I didn't finish, of course, the day before or that night, and I worked on it actually during that day to prepare for the next day. So as soon as I walked in, I knew exactly what I needed to do. And plus it just really boosted my confidence in providing me a clear path of what this is what I'm expecting today to look like. But if it doesn't go that way, because most of the time it doesn't, at least I already have a plan for the things that I need. I knew I needed to basically get right again. So here's my actionable tip. Begin each morning by listing the tasks you need to accomplish. You can also do this at night before coming into your morning. I recommend whatever works well for you. So I didn't want to pigeonhole you and say, you got to do it the day of before you leave, you know, work. I always recommend both because again, you depend on who the person is. Some people like to build a list out in the morning because it helps them remind them about what happened yesterday. And then you have others that would rather do it the day of because they're just fresh in their mind. They just rather get done with it. So allocate a specific time slots for each activity and adjust your plan as needed throughout the day. And again, family, this sets you up, especially if you're a new project manager, for how you're going to lead your day. That doesn't mean your day is going to go that way because something could come up out of nowhere, which most of the time it does. But when it doesn't, you have a plan of action that you can take advantage of. Point number six, build confidence through small wins. Achieving small tangible results boosts morale as well as builds confidence over time. I'm going to tell you, my new project managers, when you make this decision to get into project management and you are leading a project as a project manager or even as a project coordinator, it's going to be important. Matter of fact, it's going to be imperative that you build these small wins, knock down little milestones, knock down tasks. This is going to start building the confidence in your team. When your team has the confidence, they're going to really help you lead the project better. So here's my actionable tip. Set achievable milestones for each project phase and celebrate these wins with your team. And the next one is recognize progress helps shift focus from self-doubt to accomplishment. So reason why, especially my new project managers, reason why you guys have self-doubt because you haven't won anything. You're on this journey. You're like, okay, how well am I doing? Am I not doing well? Should I have done this better? What about my meeting notes? So all of these things are running through your mind where someone of myself that has been in this thing called project management longer than a decade, I know that I got to put on my seatbelt because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And there's going to be moments where it looks like I'm nowhere close to having success on this project. And then boom, we get that breakthrough and then everything takes off and it starts working well. But that comes through wisdom and experience. And it takes time to build up that self-confidence. Let's go on to point number 7. This is the one I was telling you about, family. Build relationships with key stakeholders. I always tell you, you know, communication, stakeholders, being someone that solves problems. What else I talked about? Making decision versus choices. These are the foundational areas that sometimes project managers skip over, especially with key, especially relationships, building a relationship with your project team and your key stakeholders. When you build strong relationship with stakeholders and as well as your project teams, it helps gain support. It reduces doubt, about your ability as a PM. Here's my actionable tip. Schedule one-on-one meetings with key stakeholders to understand their key expectation and gather feedback. You know the motto here. Frustration comes from a lack of expectations that were established. Here's my last and final one on this. Build rapport early, establishes trust, and positions you as a proactive and capable project manager. Point number 8, keep an open dialogue with your manager. It always baffles me when I'll talk to a project manager and they say, they're struggling with a new project. And I say, have you connected with your manager? No. It's like, well, why haven't you? Well, he or she's too busy, or they give me some excuse. And I know a lot of it is that you're new to, you're trying to show that they made a good hiring decision. Well, if you really want to show that they made a good hiring decision, talk with your manager. Let them know what the issues are. But even though you know what the issues are, be ready to come with a proposed solution. Just don't dump a lot of problems on your manager's plate. If you're going to provide him with or her a lot of issues or problems you're dealing with, talk about what you've done. Talk about what you plan to do, and see if they have some further insight, because maybe they've been with the organization longer than you have. And so they kind of may know your project team and the stakeholders you're dealing with and say, working with John, this is probably what you need to do. You're sending him emails. You might want to just ping him and teams and then send him an email. Here's my actionable tip. Schedule biweekly one-on-one meetings to discuss your progress, challenges, and any doubts you have. Come in there. Please come in there with an agenda, family. When you go to meet with your manager, come in with an agenda and have that thing laid out. If it was me, I would send it to him either the day before or the day of when you guys meet. And every time, once you go through everything, take some good notes again. And once you finish, send it back to him or her to say, hey, this is based on what we talked about. This is what I understood from our one-on-one. These are going to be good foundations for you for when you have to even do your performance appraisal as well. So they can see your growth and maturity over the length of the project. Seek their guidance on how to overcome any issues or concerns. But again, family, lead with solutions. Don't get so focused on the problem, even though it's frustrating, even though I know you're like, I just can't believe this is happening, but still lead with solutions, because if you do, you'll get more time with that manager because they see that this person is really, really ready to solutionize instead of focusing on the problem. And my bonus for you today is, I wish I could tell you anything different, but this is just part of your growth. Embrace mistakes as part of the growth. Mistakes provide learning opportunities and are a part of every professional journey. See, one thing that you don't get to see a lot of times from seasonal project managers like myself is the mistakes we made. That's why I make sure when I am doing these episodes, I tell you all the mistakes that I've done or I've seen other project managers do, where you won't make those mistakes and you can learn from them. And so when you see them, you can say, oh, okay, I need to pivot, because if I don't pivot, then this is probably going to be the outcome of this mistake that I'm about to go, the journey I'm about to go down. And this is why I always talk about hey, when you have a problem coming with a proposed solution, because I've seen it in my career as well as other project managers' career, when they would go to the PMO or the manager and they say, hey, this is the problem. They're like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? This is what we hired you for. So then it starts creating that type of energy. And so I thought, once I started working with a mentor, he was like, hey, let's just start going in there with solutions. So I did, even my solution was off. The manager was like, oh, okay, I see this person really cares and they're doing their role. Let me step in and make sure that they have the proper support. That you won't get that proper support if you are not providing solutions. And again, I don't care if these solutions are way off course or way off base. At least they know that you're thinking. Here's my actionable tips for you. After making a mistake, document what happened, what you learned, and how you will prevent it in the future. Again, the mistake is a learning opportunity for you, family. And my last and final actionable tip is review this regularly as part of your growth. And I'm going to throw this in here. You know, I always talk about your tool belt. Well, this is this book that I keep telling, I'm hoping, family, especially my new project managers who's taking the time when they're leading projects to document this, or even you can get this book for $1 or $2. It's just a piece of paper, or put it in your OneNote if you're more of a electronic type person. But you want to document these so you can help the next generation of project managers, or even help one of your colleagues. All right, family, here's my closing my transformational remarks. Point number one, create a daily plan of action. Like I said, structure helps you boost confidence in providing your clear path. Each morning or even the evening of, list out the tasks you need to accomplish with specific time slots for each activity and adjust your plan as needed throughout the day. Number two, lead people. Don't get overwhelmed by learning everything again. As a project manager, your focus is on leading and guiding the team. Becoming an expert in every technical situation is not going to help lead the team. You will grow over time. And if you really want to get up to speed faster, start meeting. Actionable tip was meet with your subject matter expert. Meet with the people that have the information, one-on-ones, and start asking questions. The questions you start asking, you'll get better at what your question asking, because you'll find out, wait a minute, when I ask this question, I get this way off route mark. So again, it's through trial and error. And the last and final one is embrace mistakes as part of the growth. Again, like I always tell you, family, mistakes provide learning opportunities as part of every professional's journey. It's up to you how you document those mistakes and what you do with those documented mistakes. Because a lot of times we will document mistakes and how we end up overcoming them, but we never revisit that. So that is key. So family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means, Ed, I'm truly grateful that you allowed me to deliver today's episode. I'd love to hear what you got to say. Leave me some comments and thoughts, and I'll soon to hear back from you. Until next time.